Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Many thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Prosen back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 10 years now he's been hanging out with us. President and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. And he's one of the guys we turn to when we want to find out what's going on out there, where the rubber meets the road. He works with clients just like you, people just like you, running businesses just like yours all over the country. And he always makes us smarter when he joins us. Bob Prosen, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's so good to be with you this morning.
Good to have you back. You know, Bob, one of the things that I've been focusing on and fussing about for the last, well, really forever, but especially the last few weeks, I've written a number of pieces on the financial management of your business. And I know that's what you want to talk about today. And one of the things that I point out in those pieces is that you can have the greatest product in the world. You can have all the customers in the world. But if you can't manage your numbers, you're not going to make it long term. You just won't make it. I mean, it's not possible. You can't outsell bad financial management, can you?
You really can't, and you can get yourself in a lot of trouble really quickly, Jim.
Talk to us about it.
Let me tell you about
a
client.
You mean like succeeding yourself out of business? Because you're not keeping up with your cash flow.
It's so important. It's basic, but it's so important. And even some of the larger companies, and I deal with a lot of mid-size and smaller companies, but mm-hmm. they get themselves in trouble and they don't even know it until they're there. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame because you got employees involved here, right? We got an obligation to our customers and our employees. So let me just tell our listeners today about a company that I've been working with for a number of years now. And their financial side of their business always appeared to be okay. And I would see the numbers, and we would review the numbers. And ultimately, I started getting suspicious about asking questions and getting solid answers, you know, mm-hmm. solid stuff, Jim. You know, when you ask a question, you have confidence in the answer. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't feel that confident. I'd meet with the owners, and they were a husband and wife team, and they're successful. And certainly their CFO was doing some things that just didn't seem right. For instance, they would ask for a cash flow, a 90-day cash flow forecast. Not too difficult, is it?
No.
And
shouldn't,
sure enough,
it shouldn't be. In fact, all he should have done was say, well, go stand by your computer. I'll email it to you right now.
That's exactly what should have happened. And, you know, the business was good and times were good and they didn't really follow up a whole lot. Well, before you know it, and I can bet you know where this story's ending.
Yeah.
Before you know it, they were in a project management business, a small construction business. And there's a construction accounting is a little different.
Right.
And you've got to make sure that you time everything properly.
Right. That's right.
And sure enough, what was happening was they were advanced billing their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that aren't familiar with what that is that you have a project and you issue an invoice and you can do that up to a certain amount of project completion. But unfortunately, right. they were billing more than what they were completing.
And nobody was checking them.
And nobody was checking them. So what happened was, at the end of the year, they did an audit because they needed to increase their line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did the audit, guess what they found? They found financials that needed to be restated,
mm-hmm.
meaning they overstated. And they overstated so much that they actually had a loss,
wow.
not a profit.
Because they did not, because they didn't know, golly, that's so scary.
And these are the owners.
Unnecessary.
Now. So unnecessary, right? They put their life and sweat and blood into this company,
mm-hmm.
and they find out that the numbers have been mismanaged, and now they had to have personal guarantees. They had to put their home up to the bank. They had to put their cars up to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they've had to put up to the bank, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're beholden to the bank until they can straighten this out. Mm-hmm. And that never had to happen if they knew their numbers.
So they probably were growing faster than they justified, right? I mean, they thought they were doing better than they were. And, you know, here's what amazes me. Maybe it's just because I've been around so long, Bob, but I have an instinct about cash and profit. Don't you? I mean, after all this time, don't you have an instinct? I get reports. I have my numbers. I manage my own cash projection. I do my own cash projections 5 years out. But my point is, as things are going along, I have an instinct about how well they're doing. Don't you?
I do.
Because I know my business, and you know your business. You would think they would know their business. You would think somebody at the top would have said, you know, this just doesn't sound right.
It's a trust and verify thing, and I think we've heard that from some great president years ago. Right? It's a trust and verify.
Yeah.
You've got to trust and use your gut, but you have to verify. So the point here for everybody is, if you're not 100% confident that your numbers are right, then you should have an accountant come in. You don't have to hire them full-time, but you should bring in an accounting firm and potentially even a forensic accounting. I don't know if you've ever spoken to your audience about that, but sometimes forensic accounting, where a real professional comes in and scrubs everything. Yeah, it costs you a few $1,000 to get it done, but then you know everything's buttoned up.
How much revenue a year was this company doing that you're talking about?
This particular company was doing almost $45 million.
What? And they didn't have an outside accounting firm?
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
They did not.
That is ridiculous.
They didn't have audited financials.
I can't believe that they were getting that kind of money. Yeah, that's unbelievable. I'm way below that number, and I got an outside accounting firm. Way, way below that number. And I'm outside, I mean, it's just, you just got to do it. And you can't fool numbers. You can fool yourself, but you can't fool the numbers. And I was lucky enough, Bob, one thing that benefited me, I got upside down, not unlike that when I was really young and stupid. and that broke me. I'll tell you, that broke me from fooling myself. Last thoughts before we go to a break. What do you think?
Yes, and I'm hopeful that through this conversation, our listeners today don't have to have that get caught kind of feeling and then fix it. My goal is to alert people so that they're more aware and they can take steps now, even if they think things are going well, verify.
When we come back, I want to talk about the real definition of euphoria. I want to talk about financial euphoria and what the real definition is and see what Bob has to say about that. After the break, Bob Prosen is here, author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. I'm Jim Blessingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.